Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Again, welcome to the show. And again, thank you for tuning in. Tonight's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, you can follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter at TheFrankWShow. Twitter at TheFrankWShow. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Go ahead and become friends of the show there, as well as Blog Talk Radio there. If you are on my show page right now, you should see an icon there that says Follow This Show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. So that means that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show. Now, guys, again, I know that we're coming into tax season, and our sponsor is a tax professional. I'm going to try to get the sponsor on the show and have a question and answer type thing soon, or maybe just get them on the show and be able to talk about their business, what they do, and how they can help you guys get through this tax season. So I'm going to try to do that soon. Look forward to getting into that later on in the next couple of 3 weeks, hopefully. Keep your fingers crossed. All right. Again, guys, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834, 818-301-5834. Call in. Let's talk. Now, guys, today was a pretty nice day. It's a little chilly, a little windy, but overall, today was a pretty good day. And I also, we know that last Wednesday was Christmas, so this Wednesday is New Year's, right? So 1 week apart. And I just surely hope that you guys be safe tonight. Try not to get into any trouble. Try not to drink and drive, okay? That's very, very important. And take care of your friends, okay? If you have you guys are going to be out with friends tonight, watch out for your friends, okay? And have them do the same thing for you. It's going to be a lot. It's got a lot going on in the city tonight, and I don't know if you guys are planning to go downtown or whatever, wherever you are. Parties or whatever you have going on, where you're there. I mean, be safe, because you got crazy people out now. And I used to do that. I used to do this. I can't lie about it. Don't want to lie to my audience. I used to, we used to shoot our guns at New Year's, okay? You used to shoot straight up in the air, pow, 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 you know. But now, And actually, when I lived in my first house, there was woods across the street. All woods, trees, you know, nothing built there. And there was a speed limit sign that sat right across the street from my house. So at night, I on New Year's, I'd take my little thing in my little pellet gun, and I'd shoot and hit the sign. Ding, ding, ding. You know what I'm saying? But I'd take my real gun now, my pistol, and I used to shoot in the air. But I don't do that anymore because we've heard of all the tragedies, tragic things that have happened from people shooting in the air, okay? And I know there'll still be people shooting in the air tonight. We're going to hear gunshots tonight. You'll probably start hearing them at any time tonight, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock. You know, 1 o'clock in the morning, people still shooting. So, guys, please, please be careful with this, okay? And don't shoot into the air, all right? If you have some woods that you can shoot into the woods, okay? Shoot at a tree or something, you know, but don't shoot it, you know, straight up in the air somewhere, because that bullet, it goes in the air as far as it can, and then it comes down, okay? And so, you know, and it's coming down somewhere, all right? And it may come down on someone. So please be careful of that tonight. Be careful of fireworks. Be careful of shooting fireworks tonight. I believe it's still a little dampness on the ground and all this, so you may be okay in a clear area where you can shoot them off, all right? But be careful, guys, tonight. I don't want you guys to have any mishaps on New Year's. I want you guys to slide into the new year with all your New Year's resolutions and everything that you're going to work for this 2014. Put down some goals, write a few goals down. There's some things that you want to accomplish this year, some big goals and some smaller goals, and run for them. Okay, keep them in front of you. Post them up somewhere where you can see them on a daily basis, and go for it. That gives you energy and gives you something to shoot for. Okay, do that. Try that this year. Okay, but all in all, have a great and happy new year. All right. Now today's show, guys, is called "Why Can't We Talk About Same-sex Relationships?" Why can't we talk about same-sex relationships? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Why can't we talk about same-sex relationships? That's the question. Because, excuse me, I know you guys have heard all the talk, and I did a show a few days ago about the guy from Duck Dynasty that made the comment about, you know, same-sex relationships. And they pulled him off the show for a while. But as I understand it now, they're bringing him back to the show. So I think all the uproar and all this jism and jazz has, you know, got to the networks and they decided to bring him back on the show. Now, although I'm a believer in what he said, at the same time, as a celebrity, you just can't talk. When someone asks you a question about gay and lesbian and same-sex stuff and things like that, you have to be conscious of the question and not answer. Say, let's move on. I don't have no comment. Let's move on to the next question. You have to do that. You have to do that. If not, they're going to rip you apart. But, you know, and you know, I don't know why same-sex relationships are such a taboo. Back in my day, when we were growing up, you know, when you saw someone, let's put it like this, it wasn't as open as it is today. Of course, most things aren't or weren't as open as they are today. But gays and same-sex relationships, things like that, they were put under the table. They were under the rug. They were hiding behind. They were in the closet. Let's say that. Back when I was growing up, they were in the closet. But nowadays, in the 2000s, they're, you know, 21st century. They are out of the closet. You know, you hear people say they came out of the closet. Well, they're out of the closet because people are opening the closet doors and telling them to come out. Show yourself, you know. And now you see people walking down the street. They're holding hands, ladies, you know, two ladies holding hands, two men holding hands, whatever. And even now, I've heard that Uncle Sam, the tax, the IRS, are allowing people with same-sex marriages to file as a married couple. And I hope I'm saying that right. But that's, you know, that's another, people have been, you know, the same-sex marriages and all these people have been pushing for, is saying that if you know, if you're going to allow marriage, then you need to allow us to be able to file a joint tax return, okay? So, and it's just going to snowball from here, you know. But all my thing is that, okay, same-sex relationships, that's fine. I don't care, all right? I don't care, personally. I don't care, you know, who you're dealing with. I don't care. All I can say is don't bring that situation around me. Now, I see you at a party or something like that. Hey, that's your thing. You go home and you do your thing. I'm going to go home and do my thing. You go home and do your thing. I don't care what you do in your bedroom or whatever, okay? I tell you what, it will get to me if I'm at a party or something and see two guys kissing each other, two ladies kissing each other. That will get me. That'll probably send me out the door immediately, okay? I'm a bit of a homophobe. I think I've gotten better over the years. But at the same time, I believe I can deal with seeing it, seeing someone, you know, being together or whatever. I can't deal with seeing the kissing, okay, same-sex kissing and, you know, that, you know, I can't deal with that. I don't want to see that, okay? And it's a free country, so if I'm at a party and there's a gay couple there and they're kissing, I have the right, I can leave, right? And that's what I will do. But, and at the same time, although I don't agree with it, some people out there that do. That's not me, okay? And I don't understand why people can't talk about that. Why can't people voice their opinion about, you know, being against same-sex relationships? People voice their opinion about having same-sex relationships, having same-sex marriages. So why you can't talk about, you know, your differences about same-sex relationships. Okay? Why is that such a huge thing? All right? Why is that such a huge thing? I don't understand it. We're supposed to be a free country, freedom of speech, okay? That's part of the Constitution, right? Freedom of speech. So why can't we talk about same-sex relationships? Why is it such taboo? I don't know. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it on my show all day long. And I'm sure somewhere in the realm of people that listen to my show, there may be a gay person out there that listens to my show. Fine. I embrace them listening to the show. Okay? At the same time, that doesn't mean that because of this, I don't agree with their ways. They don't agree with my ways either, right? Right? I mean, they don't agree with me as a straight heterosexual, as a straight male. They don't believe what I'm doing, right? They don't think what I'm doing is right. Right? Is that it? 818-301-5834. So there's the difference right there. We hit it. They don't believe that, that straight people are doing things right. Okay? They believe that, homosexuals are doing things right. So I guarantee you that they're talking about others. They're talking about people who are straight. I'm saying this same-sex relationships. They're sitting at home talking about people who are straight, and the people who are straight sitting at home talking about the people who are gay. So why is it such taboo when someone asks you about it and you voice your opinion? Why is it such taboo? And, I don't know. I don't know how to put my finger on it. But all I can say is I don't care. I don't care what people do in their leisure time or whatever time they feel they have to have this type of relationship or have to be public with this type of relationship, whatever. Whatever you do, I don't care, okay? Just don't bring it around me, all right? And, I understand what's going on between gay people. There's been some friends that are gay or whatever that we know. But that doesn't mean that I have to be around them. That doesn't mean that I have to have a relationship with them or anything like that. That's not me, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm uncomfortable. Okay? They have a party. I don't have to go to that party because I understand that they're probably going to be doing things that I don't agree with. So I'm not going to have a good time. All right? So that's something that I won't do. All right? Invite Frank to the party. Okay. Call Frank up and invite Frank to the party. Frank going to say, hey, we're going to try to make it by there. When people say they're going to try to make it by there, they aren't coming, right? So I'll say that. We're going to try to make it by there, but I'm not coming to that. Y'all know that. They know how I am, So they won't invite me. I don't mind. So I don't have to be around that situation. And don't push your situation, your relationship, your sexual preference on people who are not there. Okay? A gay person can't push their situation on a straight person. And vice versa. A straight person shouldn't try to sort of, what they may call it, is straighten out the gay person. Try to get them to understand that they shouldn't be living like this. No, no, no. That didn't our work. Okay? So, you know, don't kill them. Don't beat them up. These people in same-sex relationships and people who are straight that don't agree with it or don't like it or whatever, you know, just ease on by. Just leave the party. Whatever you may do, okay? 818-301-5834. I got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. Excuse me. Again, be careful tonight. I'm already hearing gunshots outside. So, you know, please, guys, be careful and try to be as safe as you possibly can. Take care of yourselves. Party hard now. I'm not against partying. Party hard. Do your thing. Have a great time. Bring in the new year with a bang. Okay? But be conscious of being safe. All right? Be conscious of that. All right? So, this Frank Williams, I'm going to say over and out. The last show of 2013. I'll see you guys next year. Good night.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. To say, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now.